Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tinukoy ng federal government ang infrastructure at aged care bilang prioridad na paglalaanan ng pondo bago pa ang anunsyo ng budget ngayong Martes ng gabi. Pero nababahala ang oposisyon na ang spending package na binibigay ng gobyerno ay pansamantalang solusyon lamang sa mga problema ng sektor. Binalaan ni Finance Minister Simon Birmingham ang mga Australians na nasa alanganin pa rin ang ekonomiya ng bansa sa kabila ng pag-anunsyo ng budget. Gagamitin ng pamahalaan ang budget para gumastos ng bilyong dolyar sa pag-aayos ng mga kalsada at malalaking proyekto. Sinabi ni Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack sa ABC na ang infrastructure spending ay makakatulong din sa pagbibigay ng dagdag trabaho.
Whether it's the regional areas with the Building Better Regions Fund, such a good program to build that vital community infrastructure right across the nation, right across our regions. It's a good budget. It's securing Australia's recovery.
Dagdag pa ni Ginoong McCormack, kailangan ng maraming manggagawa para maisakatuparan ito.
We've looked at and addressed state priorities. We've looked at community needs and expectations. Australians deserve the best infrastructure that they can get, and that's what we're doing.
Umaalma naman si Labor's infrastructure spokesperson Catherine King sa hindi umano pantay na pagbabahagi ng pondo, lalo na para sa Queensland.
We see the Queensland Roads Minister today tweeting that in fact he believes that Queensland's been dudded in this package. So again, you'd say to the government, if you've got an infrastructure program that is worthy of recovery, what you want to do is build it back better. What you don't want to do is continue to overpromise and completely and utterly underdeliver.
Nagsalita rin sa Australian Greens leader Adam Bandt tungkol sa hindi makatarungan na pamamahagi ng pondo. Nais umano ng kanilang partido na baguhin ang legislation para matiyak na hindi lang malalaking negosyante ang makikinabang sa pondo ng bayan.
The spin in this budget is really only a centimeter deep. You scratch it and you find that the government is not investing in job-creating, nation-building projects, but instead outsourcing the recovery by giving billions of dollars in handouts to big corporations and billionaires in the hope that some of it might trickle down.
Kasama sa federal budget ang higit 10 bilyong dolyar para sa aged care sector. Pero sa Health Services Union rally noong Lunes, pinag-iisipan na ng aged care worker tulad ni Charlene Glass na umalis dahil sa mababang sahod at kakulangan ng suporta.
I don't know if I'm going to go back. I'm just really sorry. I really love my job. But in the circumstances leading up to it, the stress is too much for me.
Bilang sagot naman sa mga batikos na hindi sapat ang inilalaang pondo, sinabi ni Senator Birmingham na malaki ang kontribusyon ng pamahalaan.
Australians will see a once-in-a-generation investment in aged care that really is stepping up the scale of investment in relation to the quality, the safety and the availability of Australia's aged care. And we do this in response to the Royal Commission in a carefully targeted way.
Samantala, inakusahan naman ng Labor ang pamahalaan na ang paghahati ng budget ay pahiwatig sa federal election. Giit ni Federal Opposition's Jim Chalmers na mas dapat pagtuunan ng pansin ang mga unemployed Australians.
We need to make sure that there is a lasting legacy of this budget. It needs to be more than just getting a government through an election. It needs to be getting Australians, and particularly working Australians, into secure, well-paid jobs that they can feed their families on.
Dagdag ni Labor leader Anthony Albanese, naging mabagal ang pamahalaan sa pag-aksyon sa problema ng aged care. Dapat daw ay parehong magkaroon ng suporta sa pagpapaunlad ng bansa at trabaho.
Many Australians are really struggling, and we'll judge the budget on whether it works for people or not. Because our economy should work for people, should lift wages, should lift living standards, should create opportunity. For this government, they see it as people working for the economy in some abstract way.
Yan ang ulat na binuo ni Stephanie Corsetti para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.